Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour in here. The phones are open. If you want to join us, dial on in here at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Go to freetalklive.com. Join the features there. That's freetalklive.com. Archives and more. They are free. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Then we'll get further into Chris's story that we've just barely touched on so far tonight. The IPTV. We'll find out a little bit more about what that is and why it is under attack. Let's go, though, first to TJ the Spy, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. Welcome, TJ.
Everybody's favorite spook.
Indeed.
Yes, I know. It's good to be back. I always love being on. Just love talking with you guys. I was very sorry to hear about Aria taking a plea deal, but, you know, such is the breaks, and I'll hope that she doesn't get any jail time, but...
Yeah.
I guess that leaves us down to one. It's going to be you, Ian. So
that's how it looks. Now, last man standing.
I know, and I hope you don't take a plea deal. I'm going to be very mad at you if you do.
I have no intention of doing that.
I can't even see Ian taking a plea deal after all these years.
Well,
man.
I have to say he has balls of steel.
He does.
Because, you know, I would have to say, you know, like, I mean, I can't imagine putting James, my husband, through something like that. You know, just because I was. Long time ago, I was indicted for money laundering, and it was a very stressful thing. And I can understand, you know, like I almost took a plea deal, but my lawyer, I had a very good lawyer. He said, this case is BS. There's no reason. The judge is going to laugh at the prosecutor and find no probable cause. And he was right.
And oh, so you never even made it to a jury. Nice.
Never even made it past a judge in the preliminary hearing. They dropped the charges, and I had got the record expunged, the arrest expunged. So it's like
I wish my case was that easy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm facing like 25 charges.
You know.
Oh yeah.
I love you, Ian. You know, it's It's like you got a grin going through the whole thing, and it's like you don't even have an actual grin on your face, but like everybody.
The judge even yelled at me for it.
Right, right. Like the judge yells at you for grinning, and you're not grinning, and it's like, it just, you know, they really hate you.
They do.
What do you always say? If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right, or something
like
that. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any regrets about paying $1,000 to Rich Paul. To his, what is the government claiming, a fraudulent church of the Shire Free Church hand, whatever. To make
it's the Church of the Invisible Hand.
A Church of the Invisible Hand.
And, which you can find at invisiblehand.church.
Yes. You know, I thought it would be, you know, I was hoping there'd be more than one of you just sitting there at the defendant's table and... I hope you're going to take the, you know, most lawyers will tell you don't take the witness stand in your own defense because you're subject to cross-examination. Mm-hmm. But I hope you and Mark Sisti both agree that, you know, you should take the witness stand and just say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, yeah. There will definitely be people in that courtroom. There's already, I think every hearing has had somebody in it, if I'm not mistaken, already, right?
Excluding you, because you've been at every one of them. But there's been some other folks that have come out. So thanks to those people for coming to support us.
I think there's been tremendous support just overall. So I mean, it's unfortunately it is hard. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, going through this case. I mean, it's hard on everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not easy.
And I said, why couldn't it just take a week or a month? Like, it's like, okay, did I do something wrong? Guilty, not guilty? Let me know. And you know, if it could just like, okay, arrest, trial, sentencing, maybe a month. But it's this. You know, how long has this been going on? Since March of 2021? So,
Well, that's when they arrested me. But before that, it was 5 years of them investigating the case. Yeah. And so there's literally a mountain of discovery that they've delivered to the attorneys in this case. And they just keep on dishing it out. So it's like, you know, you don't even have a chance to get out from underneath the mountain of discovery before even more comes in. You couldn't possibly do this in a month. It wouldn't be even an option. And plus, one of the reasons why they do what they do is they want you to sweat it out. They don't want you to just get all the info and then go to trial. Yeah. They want you to get nervous. They want you to feel
like... It's hard not to take it personally because, you know, like, you kind of like... If I was in your position, I would not be very friendly, nice to Georgiana and Seth A. from the USAs.
Nice to me, that's for sure.
I know that, and it's like, you know... When I sat down for my proffer meeting with them, they were like, we have evidence that Ian Friend knowingly ran a criminal enterprise. There's no need to deny it. So go ahead and confess. Tell us what you know about Ian Freeman. And I said, my dear, I think you totally have misread what I know about Ian Freeman.
Yeah, you know what we never talk about? I don't know why we never talk about this, but the tactics, the absolutely disgusting tactics and the games, you know, that these prosecutors and these courts play, with defendants.
And people's lives.
Yeah, and most people aren't aware of this.
You know, I like to remind people they get paid whether, you know, like, so it's like no skin off their nose. If you're found innocent, they still collect their big paychecks and go home and probably lead a very, very... Like, that's what irks me, is these government employees make 3 or 4 times what I make in the private sector. Right. Oh, by the way, I have a job, finally.
Nice.
They said, yeah, we don't mind if you smoke cannabis. Just don't show up to work high and we'll be great.
What are you doing, if you want to say?
Oh, sure. It's shipping and receiving at a golf company. I won't go on too much because I know you have a thing about advertising on the air, but yeah, it's just some golf technology company and they...
Okay.
I'm in the shipping and receiving department, so we got 300 e-commerce orders over the weekend. And
you got to fill them.
Yep, I got to pack them and pick them and fill them, and you know there were 300 packages waiting for the post lady, and she pulled up with her big truck. And
have you followed the Dr. Bitcoin case at all?
I have not followed the Dr. Bitcoin case.
Yeah, you might want to look at it. We talked about it a couple of days ago on Free Talk Live. I think it was 2 days ago. He was somebody who was an early adopter of cryptocurrency, like went back to 2011, and he sort of created this personality called Dr. Bitcoin. And I think he was a maximalist, but I don't really know a whole lot about his history. He popped up on my radar a couple weeks ago when I saw that he was checking into a federal prison for a 15-month sentence for operating an unlicensed money transmitter, to which he pled guilty. After they threatened, you talk about their tactics, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
After they threatened his wife, you know, even though he had gone and he had registered with FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, he had their little, you know, money services business registration, which they say is all important. Well, then he also went to this Texas state government and said, all right, what do I need to do to register for this? And the Texas government said, nothing, you don't have to. Dude, this isn't covered under our regulations. Have a nice day. And so he didn't have whatever permission slip from Texas because there was none, according to the Texas bureaucrats. And the federal government said it was still against the law. So, you can't make these people happy.
You know, there's one state or several states that they don't issue title for boats and cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so that creates a huge problem. If you have your car titled in a state that doesn't have a title, you go into the DMV and they say, where's your title? I come from a state that doesn't have one.
Wow. I didn't know there was states like
that. Well, you know, I mean, it is kind of crazy. And I it doesn't, you know, do any good to blow your stack at the bureaucrats. But
right.
I was very irritated with one of them. Just trying to transfer my car, and it's like you realize I'm transferring this car to myself, but they had a whole bunch of VIN stuff. I had to swear that the car wasn't flooded, and I said I'm selling the car. It was a lot of unnecessary paperwork to
go
through for
So the point on this, Dr. Bitcoin,
fine without license plates.
TJ, what I wanted to give you about Dr. Bitcoin was he registered with FinCEN, but that didn't help him. They still came after him anyway. And then he took a plea deal on it because they said they were going to charge his wife if he didn't take the deal. So that was it, you know.
Only he's been a Russian spy. They don't go after each other's families.
Thank you, TJ, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here in moments. We'll get into IPTV, your calls about anything.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. live. You can bring up what you want right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thanks to Joseph Storm. He is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Joseph has joined us a platinum level AMP, which is awesome. That's way more than we ask for. We only ask for $5 a month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. Joseph is doing at least $25 a month, so thank you, Joseph, for helping us with that. It helps us get the word out about freedom. If you appreciate what we do here, again, $5 a month is all we ask. You can use your credit card, debit card, your PayPal account through our Patreon, which you can access at amps.freetalklive.com. It also gives you access to the commercial-free, the recorded commercial-free full radio show podcast. Somebody sent me a message today on social media asking, hey, what happened to your podcast? Like, well, we've been talking about it for a few weeks, so you know, here's the news. We've decided to do things differently with the podcast. We have included just the Daily Digest now in our main, the normal listener podcast that you can get through freetalklive.com. But the full radio show is still available in a few different ways, including through the AMPS program. You get your own special custom podcast there. It gives you the full radio show with no recorded commercials. And there's also the Odyssey channel, which has most of the full radio shows. Tonight I forgot to start the cams until the first segment, so you'll miss the first segment. But otherwise, it's all there over at video.freetalklive.com. And you can go to freetalklive.com. There's an article all about it there on the front page with links and more information. So thanks to all of our amplifiers, amps.freetalklive.com. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I bring up the federal FBI was here in Albuquerque.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Major sweep. So they did a fentanyl roundup, and it was the biggest the raid ever in history of Albuquerque, I think.
Oh, you were involved in this?
No, Albuquerque was, but
aren't you in Albuquerque?
I'm just amazing.
She is, yeah. So are you saying that they made a whole bunch of arrests? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and they confiscated fentanyl, and they made a lot of rest. And Albuquerque has always been this dope town ever since the 1970s or so. Yeah, it's always been this the I-40, the I-25 coming up from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And, people don't have much money, so why are they doing so much drugs? That's what's perplexing.
Is that really confusing to you?
Well, it's not as expensive as actually getting medical care, because the government tries to get in your way, but they don't get in your way nearly as effectively as they would if you were buying insulin.
Yeah, so it's always the problem. So, but I think the article has, like, they're up in the middle when they get millions of dollars worth of fentanyl. I mean, we're not talking about just a couple of hours. I mean, they just did a massive raid, so which is good.
You think this is going to do something?
I don't know about doing something, but at least did we make the national news?
So do you support this?
I do support it. I think that there's less drugs on the street, less murder. I think that all the murder and homicide is drug-related.
When have drug arrests resulted in any permanent changes to the amount of drugs on the streets? I understand that taking some product away in the immediate short term may have a slight impact, but more product will come in because people are demanding it. I don't expect you to understand the laws, the economics of supply and demand, Sarah. You don't get that, right?
Not really, but I'm just trying to flush everybody out.
Let me explain it to you before we go on. So if there's demand, someone, even though it's illegal, is going to take the risk to bring a supply to those people who are demanding that product.
Especially if it's an addictive product, because one of the people who are addicted to it will do that.
Be the supplier.
Yeah. Because they want their supply, and if they're getting their supply, they might as well get your supply, too.
There's another aspect of this era, too. When the government takes away drugs, right, they increase the demand, which increases the price that people will pay for it. And thus it incentivizes somebody who may not otherwise have gone into the drug business to get into the drug business. So it's you're not solving any problem, really. You're just creating a more,
you're creating an opportunity when you arrest somebody. You're taking a dealer off the street. Somebody else can fill their shoes
and make more money.
The good news is there is a way to get rid of all those murders, and they proved that during Prohibition. Prohibition was the worst crime spree in American history until the drug war came along and said, hold my beer, Prohibition. Mm-hmm. And but yet, since they've legalized alcohol, there hasn't been a single incident where an executive at Bacardi has had an executive at Seagram's whacked. Because the thing that gets people killed isn't the drug, it's the drug law.
Yep.
But go ahead.
I could kind of make sense, but it
sounded like you were listening to that, Sarah. That's a surprise.
Well, it sounds kind of good. Aren't there drugs that are legal in Netherlands or something? The pot smoking, and then they have places where you could do drugs.
Yeah, yes, even mushrooms are tolerated in the Netherlands. Yeah.
And they've decriminalized everything in Portugal
and now Oregon.
Oregon, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know the Portuguese experiment went very well. I don't know what's happened in Oregon.
Oregon's too new to really get any good statistics out of, but they were influenced by Portugal. That was one of the reasons why they went ahead with it in Oregon. So unfortunately, the war on drugs, fortunately or unfortunately, it didn't work, right? Like it's cost billions of dollars. Tens of billions, probably, of dollars, maybe even more than that. God knows how many hundreds. I don't know.
Trillions.
They probably have tens of billions as a yearly budget. So, yeah, maybe trillions.
Yeah.
I mean, for as many decades as it's been going on now, trillions. It's got to be.
I wrote a report on it when I was in, or actually a live speech on it when I was taking argumentative speech. I went back to college.
This was recently.
It was like 3 years ago, and I think the aggregate cost of the war on drugs at that point had been $1.7 billion.
Trillion or billion?
Trillion.
Trillion, okay.
Yeah, that sounds more like that.
And when they started at the zero point, something like 1.2% of Americans used so-called illicit drugs.
Right.
But once they'd spent their $1.8 trillion, 1.2% of Americans did so-called illicit drugs. So they accomplished absolutely nothing.
Except for putting, in addition to the money spent, countless lives behind bars and extinguishing people's lives and drug raids gone wrong.
Well,
and they did get something.
Causing the worst crime rate wave in America.
Yeah, they did redistribute money from your wallet into somebody else's.
It sure did. Not to mention enshrining pharmaceuticals in a way that they had never been before, because some of these drugs can be used for some very useful purposes in the medical world.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. A pro-life bill to ban abortions at 15 weeks is not sitting well with many pro-life Republicans. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says this should not be a federal issue.
After the Supreme Court has ruled in the Dobbs case, this issue is best decided on a state-by-state basis.
The bill filed by South Carolina's Senator Lindsey Graham was a shot at pro-abortion activists. The Department of Justice will not be able to resume reviewing documents seized from former President Trump's estate. A federal judge denied the DOJ's request for a stay in the investigation while also appointing a special master to review the documents. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. Here in the studio is Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It's your source for all economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get the headlines in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective at freedomsphoenix.com. You'll find that and more at freedomswithanSphoenix.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll get back into the IPTV discussion that we barely got a chance to start. But we always love to hear from our callers. And, of course, if you've never called in, the number is 603-283-6160. You can share whatever you want with our audience. Go ahead, Kadu, calling from Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you have a caller who calls in semi-regularly, and he's always saying, these people in government, they're no different than any of us. And really, this is all a myth and all blah, blah, blah. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about Jet. And he likes to remind our hosts and our listeners that governments are just people. And they are people who are – they're different in that they're willing to use violence on their neighbors. So they're sick and they're sociopathic or psychopathic. So, but they are just people. I think that's what he tries to remind people of.
The government is just a body of men, usually notably ungoverned.
So what about it, Kadu?
So at one point he had suggested, you know, stop calling these people government. You know, it's giving them legitimacy. You need to use a different term.
Yeah.
And I feel like gang was the word that was decided on.
Yeah, goons, despots, tyrants, parasites, mafia, thugs.
And I've noticed you've taken that recommendation, and you know, you'll say government gang maybe more often than you would have used it. But yeah. I think the problem with the word gang is colloquially, it doesn't necessarily have that negative of a connotation. Like, there's even a podcast in New Hampshire, you know, Puke in the Gang and gang, you know, you can call your friends. You
can it can be a fun-loving group of friends.
Yeah,
sure, that's true. It's a good point.
You could call your friends your gang. So I think if we're going to take his suggestion, I mean, I don't really know what a better word would be, but I think it would probably be better to go with maybe like mafia, because
okay.
that still has quite a negative connotation.
Oh, thug.
And, or also maybe even
yeah.
just to say criminals. That could be good.
Yeah, okay. All right, good suggestions. Thugs, criminals. We got the list here from Jet. He sent it to us years ago, and we printed it out. It's on the wall.
Yeah, it's still hanging.
The full list would be government people, goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs, mafia, gangs, idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, killers, or gang members. But I do take your point about the government gang thing, so thank you for that, Kadu.
I always enjoy tyrants and monsters also.
Those are good ones.
Yeah, that was really my only point, that gang, I think, might be relatively weak.
A little too light.
You guys
okay.
have a good night.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the feedback there. The number is 603-283-6160. So the government thugs, in this case, is it the government thugs that are going to be trying to take down IPTV, Chris, or is it the corporate goons that are going
to
be doing it?
Well, I think it tends to be the corporate goons using government to do mm-hmm. it is a better way to describe it, what's going on here. So we've got IPTV, which is basically
Internet-delivered television.
Yeah, Internet-delivered television.
But not done through the usual suspects, right? Not over necessarily Comcast, not necessarily.
Well,
it could be, but...
Well, over maybe your Comcast cable modem, not as a Comcast channel.
Right.
It's not on your cable box.
You're not paying Comcast for the service.
I think it's probably fair to say that everything is IPTV today.
On the tech side of things, yeah. Sure.
On the tech side of things.
But that's not what they're talking
usually
about.
Usually what they're talking about when they say IPTV is they're talking about entities that advertise IPTV services, mm-hmm. which are usually... They haven't gotten all the right sign offs and permissions from those who produced the content.
They're probably not based in the United States, many of them, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. The infrastructure probably partially is, but certainly, there are people all over the world. And it seems like more IPTV seems to be more of a thing outside the United States. And I think part of the reason for that has to do with a lot of technology companies like Netflix and similar have, you know, they've infiltrated the market, so to speak, right? So they're providing a similar service, maybe not quite as good, but a similar service that is, you know, easy to access, and often easy to access is really what people are paying.
Sure.
So,
yeah, most people don't want to have to learn how to download a torrent client and
right.
figure out how to go find a torrent and get the right kind of player software. I mean, there are some steps involved. It's not complicated, but it is not necessarily
simple.
It's a
hoop to jump through.
Yeah.
And jumping through hoops, a lot of people just, you know, they don't want to.
They'd rather pay $10 a month.
So here's the problem. A lot of countries, if they don't have the ability to get access to Netflix, or if they do...
Right, they're blocked by geography,
yep.
right?
They have a limited number of shows they can watch, which...
Right.
Netflix is already limited,
because
right?
Because of licensing.
Well, because of licensing, right? It's you know, every... You'd have to subscribe to 5 or 6 different services, probably,
mm-hmm.
in order to get a good, decent selection of content. Whereas any one of these, IPTV providers who don't, you know, pay for licensing, they're going to allow you to stream, you know, thousands of different, you know, television stations from around the world. So... You know, there's a difference.
Get a better deal with that. Presuming it's a decent service level, which I've
right.
never tried them, so I don't know.
It's a good question. I am not I've used IPTV.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have not subscribed to an IPTV provider.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't seem like the kind of guy who's going to sit around and watch television anyway. That doesn't seem to be
probably
something
not.
You would do.
Certainly, yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
It's too busy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first statement. I got better things to do than, right. You know, watch TV. But this still interests me.
Yeah, right? Well, from a technical standpoint, from a freedom standpoint.
I think definitely from a freedom standpoint. Certainly I'm interested in the technology a little bit, but certainly from a freedom standpoint.
Yeah.
So this is the title of the story. Telecoms Group wants to DDoS IPTV pirates off the internet. So basically what they want to do is they want to send nobody. How would you describe DDoS? It's basically flooding somebody's internet connection to a point where they're not on the internet anymore.
Yeah, generally you're hitting them either with regular requests, or you could be hitting them with, just any kind of request, any kind of traffic that's going to overwhelm their servers.
Coming from a large amount of places simultaneously.
Yeah, usually that's what they call distributed. Mm-hmm. So it's not one server, but maybe thousands of servers or thousands of computers on the internet.
Right.
And they're all sending you information, and your computer just can't cope with that. So basically, they want to attack those who they perceive to be pirating content or distributing pirated content.
And before you go on, is DDoS a criminal act or is it just an annoyance?
Oh, yeah, definitely a criminal act.
Okay.
I mean, that's at least how the law has treated it.
Okay.
You know, the feds wouldn't potentially. I mean, you know, this is an interesting question because the feds would certainly treat it as a criminal act.
These companies openly talking about doing this?
DDoS attacks happen all the time, right? But, you know, that doesn't mean every DDoS attack is going to be investigated by the feds or some other law enforcement agency, but it's clearly illegal. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Did you have another question?
No, let's hear more about it.
So, let's hear. So, like most online services, pirate IPTV platforms use regular domains, IP addresses, website servers, and cloud services. But unlike most regular online platforms, they already know that rights holders are watching their every move. This means that they are mostly prepared for domain seizures and similar interference, IP address, and DNS blocking, attempts to cut off payment processing, plus any other measure from the smorgasbord currently available. No doubt that this is a major irritant for rights holders attempting to shut them down. But what if there was another way, one that didn't rely on the success of any of the above, but is considered a crime?
I'm interested to hear more about it and who is behind this as well. Who's plotting to DDoS these IPTV services? More on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want here. You can also join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget we have a social media platform there at social.freetalklive.com. You're tired of all the censorship, the restrictions, the nonsense, the spying from companies like Twitter and Facebook? Well, you can get onto our server over at social.freetalklive.com and you can express yourself in a much more free manner there. Because we set the rules. We run the server.
And we're hard of caring.
That's right. Social.freetalklive.com. All right, so Chris, the IPTV thing, it's a bit of a niche as far as people using it, maybe here in the U.S. You say it's maybe bigger internationally, but there are definitely people here in the U.S. that are getting into this technology, people that maybe don't want to have a cable bill anymore, but they also don't want to pay for a satellite television technology, and they want to go online but still have access to all the television channels they're used to. They can go through these IPTV services. Now, whether or not that's legal is another question. I'm not going to, I can't give legal advice on
it. I'm not a lawyer either.
Yeah, but there are people doing it regardless.
Sure.
The punishment for the user is probably negligible if they even have ever prosecuted a user.
I don't think I've ever heard of a user being prosecuted.
Right. They tend to go after the centers. They go after the companies or the individuals who are operating these services, these IPTV. But it bothers the hell out of the mainstream media corporations, and that's what the story is you're going to tell us about. They're planning an attack.
Yes, a literal attack.
Mm-hmm.
They'd like to begin launching cyber attacks, is how they're phrasing it here. So, question is, cyber attacks, a valid option to fight piracy? According to a statement sent to Hungary's Media One, the Hungarian Communications Association says it is initiating a roundtable discussion with domestic stakeholders, including legislators, copyright holders, neighboring rights holders, internet service providers, and broadcasters. The aim is to discover whether it's possible to launch DDoS attacks against IPTV providers while enjoying protection under the law. The premise is as follows. I want to point something out here. A cyber attack, a DDoS attack, there's been discussions about whether or not that constitutes a declaration of war, but an act of war, I think, is the proper way to phrase that. But it's interesting that they would be, you know, trying to use something that would be described as an act of war against a mere pirate.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems just so absurd to me.
Not even issuing letters of mark and reprisal.
And then what happens if they get the wrong, you know, they get the wrong IP address in there, the wrong person? I mean, what if they get Netflix in there, Netflix's IP address in there instead of, you know, some pirate in there by accident? Are they going to take out Netflix? For the sake of legal validity and international transparency, RIPE, so that's like the guys who manage IP addresses, at the initiative of the Hungarian Communications Authority, should designate a certain IP version 4, IP version 6 address range for the use of legal and registered DDoS attacks.
What?
And I don't understand what they're trying to get at here. And make it publicly available, the proposal reads. Why would you do that? Okay, so this makes less sense, I think, than even... I don't know. Like, then you guys probably think.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought is if all the DDoS attacks are coming from a range of IP addresses,
you just
fire up IP tables and you block that range of IP addresses, and your problem is solved.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they understand how DDoS attacks work. They have to be distributed in order to really be effective, generally speaking. I mean,
Idea of what they're trying to do, though, is say, okay, governments, we want you to carve out this special range for legal DDoS attacks to happen in, right? That's why they're trying it.
To happen from.
And the thing is, it almost certainly wouldn't be distributed the same way, because normally the way you set up a DDoS attack is you send out a piece of malware that
spreads all around the world,
a bunch of innocent people's computers,
and then
you hijack them into a botnet, and you attack with that.
Right.
Now, I'm guessing that these guys aren't going to get permission to do that.
That's definitely illegal.
Definitely illegal.
I have to wonder, too, how are they going to pay for this if they have to actually, like, pay for the servers that are, you know, or computer systems, right, that are connected to the internet to actually do the DDoS attack? Because, I mean, think about it for a moment. Normally, as you point out, it's malware infecting somebody else's computer, so it doesn't cost the person who's doing the DDoS attack, you know,
much of anything.
But if you have to own those computers, right?
That's expensive.
That's going to cost you money.
And also, it doesn't even make sense to have a bunch of computers when the ISPs that are servicing these people could simply start firing packets at them out of a router that happens to be sitting right next to their front door. Mm-hmm. So, you know, basically, it's like instead of launching an ICBM at them from across the world, launch a Laws rocket at them from across the street.
Yeah, clog the internet with all that data unnecessarily?
Yeah, this story gets even more interesting. The authority should appoint a suitable professional organization which would be entitled, subject to the necessary level of official supervision and control, after a preliminary expert investigation based on a stakeholder report with the appropriate legal authorization against the detected illegal service IP addresses launched from the authorized DDoS address range for a legitimate DDoS attack. You know, they're declaring war. It's like they're saying, we're going to make it legal for, you know, corporations to declare war on other states, because they're not talking about just attacking, I'm presuming they're not talking about just attacking, you know, like IPTV providers in the country. They're talking about attacking IPTV providers outside the country.
Well, usually government exempts itself from prohibitions, right? So
it's... But in this case, it's giving that exemption to
that the, you know, is an act of war. They're giving the permission of their corporations to do. I mean, think about if you know, another state, another country decides, yes, this is an act of war. I mean, what's their response going to be? Are they going to send in drones and bomb Hungary, or are they going to set up their own DDoS attacks to, you know, attack, you know, Hungarian, you know, corporate infrastructure? Or what about banking infrastructure or the government website?
Maybe they'll bomb the Motion Picture Association.
I would love that.
This is just asking for trouble, but it gets more interesting. Let's see here. If sanctioned, MKSZ believes such an attack would degrade the quality of illegal distributors' service and ruin the viewing experience for subscribers, too. The plan is to keep up the pressure so that any mitigation methods are overcome. If the illegal service provider detects a DDoS attack and changes an IP address and continues the illegal signal distribution from there, he could only do this with a significant time delay, and the process could be used continuously with IP address tracking the proposed notes. By repeating the action several times, sooner or later, it would be possible within a short period of time that on the one hand, the consumer or the person carrying out the illegal activity would stop their subscription due to the frequency. See, that's the funny thing. They don't even understand how this works because usually you subscribe it for some amount of time. You can't just stop your subscription. Mm-hmm. Due to the frequent poor quality because you get a discount for, you know, basically paying for a longer period, like a year or whatever. And usually it's going to be, you're going to pay for more time.
Which is risky because they could go out of business.
It's right. And they could already go out of business. Yeah. So they're not really, very questionable.
As nobody pointed out, if they block this IP range, problem solved. There's not going to be an attack on them.
If the mere suggestion, but here's the thing, they're not even going after the IPTV providers here. Mm-hmm. They're actually trying to go after the hosting providers other ISPs that are facilitating, you know, basically communications on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you've got an AWS server, Amazon Web mm-hmm. Services, out on the net, and you happen to be on the IP address next to an IP TV provider yep. that's getting a DDoS attack, guess what? Your service is gone too. You're going to have...
Because it's all coming in through the same router.
Exactly. Right. It's coming in through the same pipe into the building.
It's
going to affect
everybody's internet connection. Everybody's internet service.
So, yeah, if they happen to be next to the copblock.app servers, we're going to lose access to our servers.
If the mere suggestion of launching cyber attacks isn't enough to sound alarm bells, another major red flag is that the potential for collateral damage has not only been considered, but may be part of the strategy. For example, disruption of innocent third-party services isn't seen as a problem since the ensuing chaos would send a message to hosting companies to pick better customers in the future.
Oh, my God.
As
though they're supposed to know what their customers are doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the other hand, if the service is not provided from the operator's own server, but from a rented server, the owner of the server that provides the technical background for the service should also consider it undesirable and terminate its contract with such customer.
Wow, this sounds like absolutely insane. I'm glad you brought that up here tonight, Chris. And more stories like this are, of course, on your show on Saturdays, Freedom Decrypted. Check him out over at freedomdecrypted.com. He's always up on the latest tech news from a freedom perspective there. And don't forget, Beer Talk Live will remind you about it tomorrow night as well. That's Saturday night at 10:30 Eastern.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you
You want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.